What makes a poster? The colors, the lines, or perhaps the subject? For composer, producer, and pianist Paul Serrato, a poster is not simply interesting to look at, but is also an important piece of history. Serrato's extensive collection of jazz posters will be exhibited at Roberta and Bob Rogers Gallery beginning August 8th.
Being an avid collector of graphics, I never try to miss an opportunity to grab a poster.
Serrato's interest in graphic design began at a young age. As a child, Serrato would watch his aunt play the piano. The colorful designs of the sheet music covers that she would bring out for practice sparked a fascination that would drive him to begin collecting posters later in life.
As much as I was attracted to the music and pounding on the piano keys, I remember being fascinated, intrigued by the colors and images on the sheet music.
As an adult, Serrato settled into his music career in New York, where he began frequenting and performing at the Village Gate nightclub. In anticipation of each act, posters would be displayed advertising the performances.
And so, you know, when those acts left, they would just trash them. So I would take them rather than see them trashed. You know, in New York, you have posters on building sites, on walls, on lampposts. I've took them off lampposts. Anyway, if there was an opportunity to get one that I liked, I would just take it.
Over the years, Serrato continued to amass his poster collection. Although he does not collect as many today as he used to, his collection contains posters both rare and common. Rather than the artist's name or how rare the poster might have been, it is the design that drew Serrato's attention to each poster he picked up.
As always, I think, you know, with design, line, color, and the personality of whoever did it, that comes through, and you can always tell there's a personality. Sometimes they're unknown, but you recognize it.
Posters in Serrato's collection date back to the 1960s and span decades of jazz history. The posters include names such as Duke Ellington, Anita O'Day, and Miles Davis, among many others.
Well, I hope that it will inspire them to engage them with the jazz culture, provoke an interest in jazz music, jazz art, you know, and jazz culture in general. Like, who are these musicians? If you don't know, want to know more about them? Because I think Omaha needs that very sorely, frankly. The more we can do, or the more I can do, or the gallery can do to promote awareness and pleasure in the music and the culture, I think, you know, that's a goal.
Serrato's posters will be exhibited at Roberta and Bob Rogers Gallery from August 8th through August 30th. The exhibition will also include vintage jazz LP records related to many of the artists on the posters. The posters and records chosen for the exhibition will also be available for purchase. From the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Abigail Gosek.